These stamps are of course small stickers. They're purchased from the agency, and they're then affixed to catch record cards prior to fishing. Unless the fishery doesn't require a record card, then often they're affixed to the charter business's business card. And that's provided that the client's 15 years of age or older. The charter stamp program's a really important, efficient means of licensing, anglers prior to departing. Many of these businesses are expected to provide a la carte services, and so when somebody shows up to go fishing, it's nice to be able to purchase their license at the charter business. A charter business was discovered to have defrauded the state out of thousands of dollars in license revenue through the reuse of those stamps. When we investigated the case, there was some additional examples uncovered, and when we attempted to address the abuse with a criminal law violation, we found out that the department's rules were porous. They didn't provide a process to ensure against abuse, and most importantly, there was no statutory authority to punish the misbehavior. So we collaborated with the charter boat industry, most of which are law-abiding. And we penned a bill that provided an enabling statute that gave the department the authority to develop some rules. And those rules are associated with the sale, possession, issuance, reporting of temporary fishing licenses to include charter stamps. I guess third time was a charm. We weren't able to get the legislation passed the first two sessions, but in 2015, that was the case. Charter industry was right there with us. And so at the end of the day, we had to develop some rules, which the legislature authorized us to do, and that's what you're here to look at today. The primary element in this rule is stamp validation, and if you fail to validate a stamp, that you could be issued an infraction. But if you do that multiple times, at a value of $150 or more, then you commit a crime. And so it's not a real complicated rule. It provides a validation process and some punishment for not validating, consistent with the level of abuse. So I don't expect an officer to write a charter business a citation because they failed to validate a charter stamp or two. But where there's a pattern, then we need to get engaged. And the $150 threshold, that $150 worth of failures to validate, you would have had to have done that 18 times at today's charter stamp prices in order to earn yourself a criminal misdemeanor. So, again, we're looking at a pattern of abuse and not necessarily making criminals out of people that fail to validate a stamp or two. So that is it on the charter stamp rule. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Just make sure that Commissioner Holtzmiller has the stamps. Are you moving in? Any questions on stamps?